Well, I must say that it's an extremely concerning development in Zimbabwe. We would have liked to see a much more concerted effort by government, a much more concerted effort by authorities to deal with the scale of cholera. Zimbabwe is an epicenter of the problem within the region, and we need a thorough, radical, and comprehensive approach. We are aging citizens. We are aging an inclusive, collective approach, and also availing of information as a way of dealing with the challenges that the country is facing. Then we need an escalated approach.
I read an article, Mr. Chamisa, of the presidential advisor, Charamba, saying that President Mnangagwa, perhaps he should take over your party because of the mayor of Harare is from your party and he's not managing the cholera situation properly.
Well, that is precisely the problem that we are facing. People who politicize serious pandemics. You can't look at politics in the area of pandemics like COVID, like cholera. This is a national disaster on human life, and we cannot afford to play games, political games for that matter, with such a serious issue. The fact that you have a presidential advisor who is saying that tells you that something is fundamentally wrong. Our biggest focus is a cholera pandemic. It's not about finger pointing. It's not about apportioning blame. It's not about point scoring. It's about really scoring points against this disease. And to do so, we need every citizen. We need everyone. We need leadership of the collective. And we need leadership from government. And we need information to also be provided by government so that citizens are fully equipped on how to deal with this scourge. And that is where we must be going. This whole thing of saying the city is managed by the opposition is neither here nor there. Cholera knows no political party. Cholera does not attack a particular political party grouping, knows no political party color. And therefore, we need responsible leaders, accountable leaders, who are able to deal with this problem. This is not a local authority issue. This is not a city of Harare issue. It's a national emergency issue. Unless if they're abrogating the responsibility and they're pointing fingers at others, they must remember that the majority of their fingers are actually pointing at themselves.
May I ask you, Mr. Chamisa, particularly there's a February 3rd by-election coming up, and last month your party officials did not participate or were denied the permission to participate in the last by-election. Well, what is your plan, sir?
Well, do you want me to announce and broadcast our plan? You know that your audience does include ZANU-PF. So do you want us to whisper in the ear of ZANU-PF? We have a plan. And that plan is going to be unveiled to the appropriate audience, and you will know at the appropriate time.
Can you respond? Because I spoke to a Zimbabwe analyst who said that the reason Shabangu was able to do this to your Triple C is because there's a lack of structures within this Triple C.
Now, I don't have time for nonsense. Unfortunately, I would have loved to give you a response. But whenever I'm approached with such nonsense, I choose to defer. Let's have the next question.
So are you saying that your party will participate, will be allowed to participate in the by-election February 3rd?
Unfortunately, you're asking the wrong question to the wrong person. This can be addressed by ZANU-PF, because those are the ones who are on the rampage and onslaught to attack and marginalize the citizen. And what you need to ask is Mr. Mnangagwa. Unfortunately, I'm Nelson, not Emerson.
Back to cholera. When you say that a concerted effort is needed, what needs to be done to deal with the cholera situation? What do you propose?
Of course, elaborate and eloquent articulation of where we are, feeding the statistics, alerting the citizens, making sure that we mobilize the resources. We make a national priority in terms of allocation of resources, not to waste national resources on other sideshows, buying vehicles or trinkets and trappings for those in politics. We must really focus on this pandemic because it's about lives.
Mr. Chamisa, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
God bless. Thank you.